Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, we have a new tourist attraction for you. Foreign visitors are now invited to go where and see the sights.
Boy, that's a pretty broad question. tourists are now invited to go in our country.
No, it's a foreign destination.
Oh, it's a foreign destination.
Very exciting, very much in the news.
Oh, to Iraq?
No.
That's a foreign destination.
It is a foreign destination. although you're
saying I'm part right.
You're awfully close.
Yes.
You might want to book your trip now before the United States takes them out with airstrikes.
Iran.
Yeah, but where in Iran?
Tehran?
No. Specific areas in Tehran that the president of Iran has invited us all to come see as tourists.
These wouldn't be the nuclear processing plant.
It would be the nuclear processing plant.
Just when you think it just can't
Iran's
be that
been saying all along that their nuclear facilities are entirely peaceful and intense, so what better way to prove it than to invite foreign tourists? You know, if it's Tuesday, it must be the breeder reactor outside Isfahan. No word on whether they're getting any bookings for these trips, just announced. But if you do go, be sure to pick up the novelty T-shirt that reads, "I went to the Iranian nuclear plant and all I got was this lousy tumor." It glows. Kiri, scientists in England are hoping to create a strange new creature, a creature instantly dubbed by the news media as what?
I don't know.
They're going to combine two disparate species and create... You haven't heard this?
No, the hamsterelian. I don't know. the two species. Can I have one of them?
One of them is a person.
A human and
a hybrid.
A hybrid human with a...
It's coming, and it wants your carrots.
With a rabbit?
Yes.
A hume bunny.
It's not quite. Does anybody know?
A human hare.
No. Anybody hear this? What they're calling it?
No.
It was immediately dubbed. I'll give you the answer. It was immediately dubbed Frankenbunny.
Frankenbunny is coming. Sorry, mine was better.
They call it Harvey.
The scientists want to create stem cells for research, and they believe that if they put human DNA into rabbit eggs, they will grow little crossbreed embryos that'll be fruitful for research. They say they won't let any of them grow, and nothing could go wrong, but you know that some disaffected scientist will smuggle some out of the lab and implant them in an innocent woman played most likely by Heather Locklear. We'll give birth to a monstrous furry creature who terrorized the small community before the sheriff, played by Eric Estrada, who is in love with Heather Locklear, right, so he's conflicted, has a showdown with a monster in the produce aisle of a Piggly Wiggly. Because that's where this leads.
Why do you think it would be a monster? I think it would be cuter than a human baby and better behaved.
It could just be a really ugly kid, you know.
And it would eat its carrots.
True.
Yeah, who likes vegetables?
I have gotten to the point with my daughter that to get her to eat vegetables, yes, I will crossbreed her with a rabbit. Roxanne, a Ukrainian businessman says he developed a product that will add a new dimension for couples enjoying each other's company. A musical what?
Probably not that Bose CD player.
No. A musical condom.
Yes. Did you know?
No.
Did you guess? Did you wish for one?
Can you program it with, like, your own ringtones or something?
Grigory Chasovsky says his musical condoms have built-in mini speakers that provide musical accompaniment. As of press time, we don't know what songs they played. Although we did hear that one beta tester pulled a groin muscle trying to operate the shuffle feature. We were puzzling about what the most appropriate, you know, musical selection would be.
I think it depends on the guy.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there'd be guys who'd want the whole bolero.
Yeah.
There'd be the guys who'd be into the William Tell Overture.
You know, bolero is not that long. I actually checked this.
Did you really?
No, I really...
Back to this rabbit.
All right, fine.
No, but as I once thought, because remember in the movie 10?
Yeah. Bolero.
Oh, so exciting.
Classic.
So you think it's a long piece of music, but it's really only about, I think, like 10 minutes.
Really?
Well, it wouldn't really work if it had, you know, bad music on it, would it?
Yeah, really, if it has, like, the hamster dance or something, you really...